show is brought to you by friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sportsbook. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome in. So happy to have the new color analyst for the Ole Miss Radio Network men's basketball team, Murphy Holloway. But, of course, we all know him as an incredible player for Ole Miss. Murph, just had a chance to visit a little bit before we hit the record button. And, boy, you and Gary feel like you've been together for years, and it seems like it's a very seamless transition. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun.
You know what, man? I was dropping my kids off at school this morning. Guess who I seen? Gary Darby. Yeah. In the line right next to me. So, like you said, just feel like we're always together, and it's not our first, rodeo together.
You know, at the end of the football game the other day, you know, Gary and Brett Norsworthy have a post-game show, and they've been doing it for years on the network. And I leaned over, and I waved, and I shot him a text real quick and just said how much I enjoyed you and him on the broadcast. He gave me a thumbs up. I'd love to go back to that first phone call that you received when you were invited to become a member of the network. How was that, and what were your thoughts whenever you got the call?
Man, honestly, I had reached out maybe 2 years ago. I talked to David Kellum, and we had kind of just talked about, you know, doing some radio stuff. And, and he said, you know, Coach Dukes, I don't know how much longer Coach Dukes wants to do it. And so that's how it started. And then, you know, I kind of worked with Beard for those next 2 years. And then all of a sudden, David Kellum hit me back and was like, hey, man, would you like to do a sit down about the radio? And so we had that sit down. Now, I will tell you this. I did not know David Kellum wasn't going to be the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
And we had to sit down. Yeah.
Gary's been around for a while. And it's really difficult to fill the shoes left by David Kellum. But I think there's anybody that can do it, it's Gary. He's terrific. You know, all those years with the Grizzlies, his basketball knowledge is really good. How was that first game? And I know, did you guys prepare before you went on air? And kind of what did that look like?
Our first game was the exhibition. So it was actually – it was aired, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our first game was aired. It wasn't like we were doing like some fake, you know, rehearsal. And he kind of just told me beforehand. He told me a couple little things. He said, I don't want to tell you every little thing because I want you to learn along the way and learn how to fix your mistakes also, and we can work together. So he told me a few things about, you know, hey, when they score, you know, when I should talk, you know, timeout. He just tried to give me some pointers and let me build off that.
You know, I talked with someone in the business, and I said, hey, what do you think about, you know, Gary doing basketball? Of course, I've known Gary for years. Great guy outside the microphone. And they said, you won't find anybody that prepares any more for a game than Gary Darby. What have you seen in your preparation and what are your plans going forward for preparing for a broadcast?
Not for Ole Miss. I said it's a little bit easier for me.
Yeah.
I go to practice about every day. So I got a lot of notes, man. I watch a lot of film and I watch a lot of basketball. So I always know kind of what to say and, you know, what to talk about because I'm prepared. I also, outside of that, I'll talk to the assistant coaches, whoever had the scout for the game. I'll just kind of talk to them and ask them, you know, small keys to winning this game. And that's something I would do, you know, if I was to work on a bigger scale or just stay at Ole Miss. I would always just try to keep that communication between the assistant coaches and also show up to practice to know the culture of the real team.
And that's exactly what a color analyst would need to do. And, you know, Larry Munson once said in an interview, who was a play-by-play guy for Georgia for years in a couple of different sports, talked about, I'm the guy that kind of draws the picture like Gary would do, and you're the guy that would kind of come in and color in all of the lines in between. And I think that's a great analysis. What about, for example, when the team goes on the road against Tennessee, what is your preparation there? Do you lean on the coaching staff to kind of let you know what to expect out of a team like the Volunteers or the Bulldogs or whoever the team the Rebels are playing?
Yeah, I'm a watch film also. So I watch film on games they played before, and I just get an identity of that team. That's your main thing. Find out what this team does and what they're great at and what they struggle at. You know, if I'm watching Tennessee, you already know they're going to press. get up and down the court, but sometimes they struggle in zone because they're not always a great shooting team. You know, so just getting prepared that watch film. Also, the coach that has a scout, ask them a couple questions, but also go to Ole Miss practice and listen in on what they're talking about.
When you hung your basketball shoes up, when did you get the bug that you wanted to maybe do this? And what were your thoughts, you know, before you had that conversation with David? Then you get called
Yeah.
back. So what kind of led you into the world of broadcasting?
You know what, man? Probably 4 years before I hung it up, I actually got a call from Kermit Davis. And Kermit was telling me that SEC Network was looking for more minorities. And so I said, okay. He said, and I told Greg Sankey, I think I know a guy who will be great, you know, Murphy Holloway. And so I followed up with it. I talked to Andy Kennedy because he had done it. And I actually went to SEC Network in Charlotte. And I did the interview, got the gig, and I just got an offer to go overseas that was much more money. So I decided to still play basketball. But once Kermit Davis mentioned it to me, I thought this may be cool. And so I just always watched people who did it. And I seen Patrick Young actually took the position that I had that played at Florida, and he's doing a great job at it. And so I like to, I'm more so of a guy who wants to be on the road and call different games the way that we do with the radio. I'm not really a guy who I think wants to be in the studio all the time. Richard Hendricks, that played at Alabama, we played overseas against each other for a while. He works for SEC Network. So, you know, just learning from those guys. And I watch games just to see what they do, you know, and I've listened to David Kellum for years.
I want to take you back to when you played, Murphy. You, to say that you were a crowd favorite would be a bit of an understatement. The fans loved you, students loved you. And what are some fond memories you remember about playing? Some fond memories you remember about relationships that you made, and maybe some games that will always stay in your mind, and you have a very favorable memory about playing basketball at Ole Miss.
First thing I will say is, you know, right now, you know, you wish you in an NIL era just for, you know, compensation. But I'm going to say this. I'm glad I didn't also because the relationships I made at this university, you know, not jumping around from place to place because of financials. The relationships I made, I could always come back here and, you know, reach out to a David Kellum and ask about a job, reach out to a Keith Carter, you know, reach out to Chris Beard, who knew Andy Kennedy. You know, those relationships last a long time. And that's what I take from Ole Miss the most, the relationships that I've met with these people. I own a trucking company, food truck, and other little things. So I always, when I got something going on, I got people I can just reach out to and they, hey, this is Murphy Holloway, let's help him. You know, because I gave my blood, sweat, and tears to this university. And I'm a guy that's a program guy first, man. I am for the team. I'm team first guy. And at Ole Miss, you know, I played with some great guys, Marshall Henderson, Tariqo White, Chris Warren, Terrence Henry, Nick Williams, had some great teams. So that's my memories, you know, and I'm still cool with everyone I just named, Reggie Buckman. I'm cool with every person. We all still talk, we all communicate, but that's what I take from it the most, just the relationships on and off the court that you build when you come to the University of Mississippi.
What are a couple of games, Murph, that you remember that will never leave you, that
Well, you
you're
know
so proud to be a
the
part of?
one that'll never leave is the SEC championship. You know, that's probably still to this day, probably my favorite day of my life because it's a day that you've seen all the hard work that you put in, you've seen the payoff. You know, usually, you know, when you put hard work in, it kind of takes years to pay off, you know, but this is something that you want since you were a little kid. And it paid off. And it got to pay off with guys that you love being around, which made it even more special.
Your coaching staff during your time at Ole Miss was fantastic.
Amazing.
Just a little bit of playing for those guys.
First of all, man, rest in peace to Torrey Ward, the guy who recruited me out of Columbia, South Carolina. And I like to tell people all the time, you know, saved my life and kind of let me know, hey, man, you still got a chance. You know, I struggled with grades a little bit. But he didn't give up on me. Hey, man, you're going to make it. Bill Armstrong, a guy who I lean on as a mentor, Andy Kennedy, same. Mike White, you know, now Bill Armstrong's a head coach at McNeese, and Mike White is at Georgia. So just those guys. And honestly, Al Pinkins, he wasn't here my freshman year, but he took me from my junior and senior year. He also helped me get the job with Chris Beard here. Like I said, it all goes back to relationships. And those guys have been amazing. And like I said, I lean on them to this day. If I got a question about, hey, should I do radio? Should I do TV? I'll ask them, and they give me great opinions.
And you just named four guys that are incredible in the game of basketball. Three of them head coaches. I'd love to ask you, Murph, looking back on your career, you nailed it. Blood, sweat, and tears on the floor for Ole Miss. Andy Kennedy. I mean, everything that he's done at UAB. You talk about Mike White's breaking it down at Georgia. Bill Armstrong at McNeese. Al Pinkins still doing, great things in the game of basketball. Obviously, they poured into you. You just told me you reached out to them. How important is it for everything that you've learned, now you're going to be able to do the same thing they did for the younger generation? I'm assuming that's a pretty big responsibility you're shouldering.
Man, it's a big responsibility. This university means a lot to me. We'll start with a guy named MJ Rhett, who came from Columbia, South Carolina, who played here. And Devontae Shula from Irmo, South Carolina, who came here. That's already showing, like, hey, I'm gonna help this university any way I can. I try to start that pipeline from South Carolina, coming to Ole Miss for basketball. And if I can do it for football, I will. It's a it's not a burden. It's something that I like to do. I like to, be known like, hey, Murph's gonna make sure you're good. He's gonna make sure you're okay if you come down to Oxford, Mississippi.
They've got a love for the university. I think of people like Javon Patterson, who kind of gets, players back on the campus, has done a great job. That sounds a lot like what you're doing. I'd love to go back to your senior year in South Carolina, Murphy. What led you to Ole Miss? And when you made that decision, what was your thought process in choosing the Rebels?
At that time, once the University of South Carolina was in a coaching change from Dave Odom to Darren Horn at that time. So that wasn't really, probably wasn't going to really work out at that time. I didn't have much time to get to know those guys. Clemson was still, had Oliver Purnell, great coach. They were scared of, hey, is he going to qualify? Is he not going to qualify? And, these teams, they're not teams like, Clemson, Louisville, Florida, all the guys that offered me early, Kentucky, they're not sitting around waiting. Is this guy going to qualify? But, I think I want to say Maryland, South Carolina, maybe Alabama and Ole Miss stayed around to see, hey, is he going to qualify? But the work that I felt like Ole Miss put in, and Devin Downey spoke so highly. Devin Downey was a guard at the University of South Carolina, spoke so highly of Andy Kennedy because he played for him for 1 year at Cincinnati. And then he transferred to South Carolina because of what happened to Bob Huggins. But he spoke so high on him that I said, you know what, man, they've been doing a great job. And actually, Ole Miss was undefeated at the time. And it's a no-brainer. I committed here without even visiting. You know what they say? Don't visit, or you're definitely going here. Well, I committed it before the visit based off of Torrey Ward and Coach Kennedy.
Andy Kennedy, you're doing big things at UAB. Very well beloved here at Ole Miss. What are your thoughts on Andy Kennedy?
This is a great guy, man. He always tell me, you don't have an identity if no one can, if no one can describe you in two words, man. You don't really have an identity about yourself, man. And he has a, hard worker. Just goes for him. Tough guy and tough love. He'll love you. He's gonna show it in a different way. So, high praise for Coach Kennedy. His basketball is just, hey man, I'm getting the ball. He loves guards. I tell him, I say, hey coach, I'm big. We got to get in the post. He loves guards, short guards like Chris Warren, Moody. And he had a guy at UAB they called Jelly Roll, I think, but who was Jelly Walker, who was real good also. So you can see he can do great things with guards. And I made him switch up a little bit because you got to get the ball to the bigs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
I know you talked about Kermit Davis Jr., who's working now with Yep. Jake Aromata, doing a great job doing the non-conference games on SEC Network Plus. A guy that maybe didn't end his career at Oxford like he would have liked to, but had some success. And like you said, just a really solid guy.
He's solid. Solid as they come. And I kind of find it hard that every coach that has come through here, from AK, Kermit, and Beard, they've all shown me, you know, much respect. And I appreciate that. And I know that comes from, you know, the fans and the people at the university letting them know, like, he's a great guy. He can help you. And so I appreciate, you know, Kermit and Beard both taking me under their wing. But Kermit is, you know, I played against him, never played for him. And as soon as he heard about the job at SEC Network, you know, I mean, just to give me that call, you know, I appreciate him.
It feels like, Murph, a new day at Ole Miss men's basketball. I've been following the program since the Ed Murphy days in the late 1980s, and it just feels like there's a different vibe around the program. You're the perfect person to ask. You're at practice a lot. Your thoughts on Coach Beard, your thoughts on this team, and it just feels like everything's kind of ramping up.
Coach Beard is an everyday guy. If it was, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day. If it was 48 in one day, he's going to use up all those hours. And, you know, he's a hard worker, you know, but also he's a player's coach. You know, if these guys have an issue, they can come talk to him. Somebody's, you know, hey, we need extra treatment. We need more shots. You know, he listens to his team. But he demands greatness. And he doesn't, you know, you can win 20 games in a row. Some coaches will say, hey, guys, we're going to lose one. He doesn't believe you ever have to lose if you're prepared the right way. And, you know, a lot of people don't live like that. And he's instilled that in me. Hey, man, I never have to lose in life. Just keep preparing the right way every day.
Yeah, one thing that I've noticed during his tenure at Ole Miss is, specifically in the first year, when Ole Miss would get to within one or two, maybe fall by 5 points, in the postgame press conference, he'd be obviously upset because he said, we didn't come here to get close. We didn't come here to look respectable against a top-ranked team. We came here to win. And I think that's probably how his practices are run, because that's obviously how he is during the games.
Yeah, that's it. He didn't come here to play around, man. He'll tell you that all the time. Hey, man, I've never been picked last in anything, second in anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm destined to be one, and that's what I go for. If I fall short, cool. He'll say, I never lose a game. I just ran out of time.
You know, you've played basketball at every level possible. I'd love to know, what makes Coach Chris Beard just a little bit different in your mind than everybody else? What makes him so successful? Is there a trait? Is there something that you really appreciate? Because you've seen it all. What makes him a little bit better than the average coach?
I tell you one thing I tell him before. You can't size him up. You never know, one, what he's thinking. But also, he will outwork you. That's just outworking you, being prepared, and always being ready. And he's not hard to do. He's not scared to demand greatness from his players. You know, I feel like some coaches, like, oh, I don't want to push him too hard. He'll go there with you. you know, he'll see where you're at. He'll test you. It pays off because at the end of the day, you got to know who you can trust out there on that court, and he'll test you. But at the end of the day, he'll love on you. He'll build you up, and just a great guy on and off the court.
I was in the post-game press conference, Ole Miss and Oklahoma, a couple of weeks ago, and Keith Carter was sitting beside me. Before the press conference began, I leaned over and I said, Coach, tell me a little bit about basketball. And he looked at me and he started smiling. And so what does it mean to have an athletic director like Keith Carter, in your opinion? Not only that you kind of work for him now with the network, but more importantly, having a basketball guy, someone that's figured it out from an athletic director standpoint, but most importantly, really is a major supporter of the program, former player, former great player, and now sitting in the seat of the athletic director.
You know, I think it's always good to have athletes in positions like Keith Carter because he's competitive. He's a winner. But great guy, great family guy, and he played overseas basketball the same way I did.
Yeah.
So even when I was overseas, you know, I used the same agent that Keith Carter used. You know, just because I seen how his career was. Hey, I want a career, you know, similar to Keith's. I want to play in these countries and do things like that. So to have a guy who played basketball, and not only just because basketball, he supports every sport, but he's a winner, he's a competitor. So to have someone leading your university, your athletic program like that, I don't think you can ask for anything better.
Before we get out of here, Murphy, I'd love to talk about this year's roster. And there are a couple of players I wanted to ask you about.
Yep.
Obviously, Travis Perry's struggling shooting the basketball, but I think everybody's kind of expecting him to get out of that slump. So far, it's been a really good season so far for Elias Carmadine. And if I said that wrong, I'm sorry. And
it's
then
right.
And A.J. Storr. Those two players have kind of jumped off the page of me, but it's really early. Who are you kind of looking at this year?
You know, as a big, you love point guard play.
Yeah.
So I love Ilias. And, you know, coming from France, he played in the league that I actually played in myself. So he's when I seen him for the first time, he told me there's a picture up of me in the gym in France to this day on a team called Cholet, which we were terrible. I don't know why they still got a picture up of me. But him, great player. I think he's a pro. And I think he's an NBA player. The way that he sees the floor, the way that he passed the ball, he can score all three levels. A.J. Storrs has been a great player from Wisconsin. You go to Kansas last year, you know, Kansas is going to have a lot of players. So his numbers might not have looked the same, but when he got his minutes, he did great. And to come here and his shooting percentage go up, which shows tremendous, tremendous upside to, honestly, Coach Beard, Tyler Parker, our player development guy. But those guys put in a lot of time just, you know, with those guys. But Ilias, I'm going to go ahead and say he's a pro. Travis Perry will be just fine. We all know that. And I'll tell Travis, hey, man, you know, you might want to start the game off getting you a layup instead of a three-pointer just to get yourself going, see it go through the hoop.
Malik Dill, Murph, we know how good he is. Kind of on and off last year, and Coach Beard even pointed that out. Consistency, I think, is a big key right now for Malik. He's played really good early on in the first two games, 15.5 points averaging right now after the first two games. Your thoughts on Malik Dia and some maybe a couple of post presence that we could possibly be looking for this year?
Yeah, how many rebounds Malik Dia average?
Four.
That's where you got to get better at. You know what I'm saying?
James Scott right now leading the team with 8 rebounds.
Yeah, for Malik, just I'm going to say the rebounding and being consistent every day. He's the most talented guy on the team overall, just his athleticism, his size, his shooting ability. Like, he can do everything, impact the game many ways. You know, Coach Beard wants him to be an everyday guy, you know, be consistent. And with Coach Beard, be consistent with just rebounding and toughness. That's his thing. You know, you're not going to score 20 every night, but you can bring energy and effort every night. I say post presence. I like Augusto. He's number 88, came from Brazil.
Yeah.
Played at Butler, high energy guy. Corey Chess, got some Draymond Green to him. Kind of reminds me, and I said on the radio, of Cam Matthews that played at Mississippi State last year.
I heard you say that.
Yeah, can get it off the rim, can push it in transition.
Just kind of finds the basketball.
Yeah, finds the basketball. A little bit more, you know, you got to make a little bit better decisions in open court. James Scott, just great around the rim. Left hook, right hook, good percentages around the rim. Got a great feel when he rolls to the basket. He can kind of feel that someone's in front of him where he can pass it to the corner. So those guys, you've seen those starters and guys come off the bench. Those guys right there, they stand out to me. And also Kez. His name is Kez. I call him Kez. He's also from France. I think he came from High Point. He's also – he's an energy guy. I think he's an X factor and a glue guy for this team.
Shooting the three, A.J. Storr shooting it really well right now. Yep. Is there a role, in your opinion, for Adrardo Klapke and maybe Travis Perry can maybe start getting some shots to fall? It's just been a tough go. Shooting the three, what are you looking for right now?
I think Travis Perry – I mean, he's going to come along. That's one guy that I'm probably not worried about. I mean, I think he scored, about 5,000 points in the state of Kentucky in high school. So that's one guy you're not worried about. Klapke, awesome. Energy guy. Hard worker. Everyday guy. Buys in. He's a program guy. Team first guy. You don't have to worry about him either. Those are guys that are just locked in. And, you know, when you're locked in as a player and you put the work in every day, it's going to pay off eventually.
East Murphy Holloway does a great job. Now, as the color analyst on the Ole Miss Radio Network alongside Gary Darby, it's been a lot of fun to listen to. Look forward to hearing you, Murph, throughout the year. This team's going to be interesting to watch, and we appreciate you. We hope that we can circle back with you maybe prior to conference play and get your thoughts on the non-conference play for Ole Miss. And then as things ramp up, Ole Miss, this team made the Sweet 16 last year. Yep. And this roster on paper, just like Coach Yo in the women's program, Murph, as good as it's ever been.
Yep, this is. This is a great roster. You got size, athleticism, and great point guard play. That's all you can ask for.
He's Murphy Holloway. Appreciate you, Murphy. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you, man.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik D and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
And welcome back into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Excited today to have Harry Harrison, who serves as a color analyst on the Ole Miss Radio Network. But, of course, we all remember him, a former Rebel. And Harry, thanks very much. We appreciate a few minutes today.
Brad, no problem. Some people might remember. You probably don't remember when I was here playing.
Yeah.
It's been that long ago. But anyway, Ole Miss has been in my blood ever since 1970. And it gets bigger and better every year.
Yeah, and I'd love to start here, and I appreciate you bringing that up. You look at this season, and I'm sure you, not only as a fan, a former player, radio analyst, you have a couple of boxes you want to check. And I think the first box you've already checked, and that's beat LSU. And that's a pretty big box, by the way.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And the next box is just have a good year. And right now, Ole Miss is doing that. I think the third box, Harry, and I'd love your thoughts on this, is kind of an unknown box because this is high cotton for Ole Miss. This is an opportunity to do something that this program hasn't done since you and I were much younger. And that's win a national championship, play for a national championship, be in the national spotlight. And this year has been a heck of a run for Lane Kiffin. What makes this season and this year's team different than the teams of the past?
Well, the teams of the past, number one, Brad, were voted on by the AP or the UPI poll. So there were people who wrote about sports. There were possibly, I don't even think there was a coaches poll back when Ole Miss was winning national championships in the late 50s and early 60s. So it was about people who sat around an office and smoked cigarettes and drank coffee and decided who was the best team in the country. And of course that was based on wins and losses, of course, but never was a playoff, never was a tournament like we have now. So with the 12-team tournament, really gets a lot of schools involved, including Ole Miss, like this year. And then, of course, you throw in the portal, the NIL results of people transferring. So you can restock that. You can restock your roster each and every year. Now, last year, Ole Miss, you know, kind of threw it out there. This was the last dance or whatever we call that with a bunch of seniors, and especially seniors that we had imported to revive our roster. And it worked, so to speak, but it didn't get us in the playoffs. We wound up with three losses, and one of those being Florida, which was this time last year. And so we go back into the portal, and I think Lane Kiffin has done a terrific job. He's got people that are evaluating players for him, and they're doing a terrific job. But all of a sudden, you know, we're in the either sixth spot or the seventh spot. I think last night as the seventh spot, yeah, we slipped one. But when you can redo your roster each and every year and you're making the right decisions and doing great evaluations, this is where you can be. And so it all comes down to you got to have money to spend, of course. And I think the Ole Miss fan base has been very generous and able to do that with the Grove Collective and the other parts of that. Of course, the athletic department's had to come up with an extra $20 million plus to satisfy a lawsuit that finally got finished. So there's money's coming everywhere. Everybody's had to do that, not just Ole Miss. But it gives us that opportunity just like everyone else, Brad. We're not in a populous state, so you're never going to have a bunch of 4- and 5-star players in this state. But Ole Miss has become a national brand. Lane Kiffin and his coaching staff are recruiting nationally, like they have done at Alabama's, like they've done at Georgia's, you know, throughout the times, like they've done at Notre Dame's and USC's. So now we're one of those national brands, and people are wanting to come to Oxford, Mississippi, to go to college at Ole Miss. A lot of California, a lot of New York, a lot, you know, they're from everywhere. So the fact that we are a national brand, we're right there with everybody else now. It's not the same days of 15 to 20 years ago, how things are done. But yeah, he's doing a terrific job with the portal, and this team is different in that it's younger. And most of that defensive front are homegrown guys from Mississippi, but they're still young. They're sophomores, all but, you know, Xavier Harris. He's the old man in the room, and he set a great tone for those guys to play. But most of those guys are just now in their sophomore year. They got to play a little bit last year's backups, but this year they become dominant. And so that's just one group I singled out, of course, but that's how you get to the playoffs.
You know, I've been asked this, and I'll ask you this. Last year, obviously, you just made mention the roster was loaded, and that was the year that everyone circled, including me, that felt like that would be the best team in the history maybe of the program, maybe the best team that Lane Kiffin's ever had, and obviously the losses came. Are you surprised at all? Because I'm asking, you know, what's the difference in last year's team and this year's team, and other than Lane Kiffin learning from his mistakes, maybe the coaching staff learning from their mistakes, and because a lot of the players are new, what's the difference in last year's team? And then you got this year's team where, I think, Harry, if you look at it on paper, probably not as talented in some positions as last year.
Very easy answer for me, Brad. Very, very simple answer. It all starts up front on offense with that offensive line. And this group is gelled. You had two veteran tackles coming back, and Jay Williams and Diego Pounds, but then he filled in those inside guys. Left and right guard are both portal guys, and they've played extremely well. And then the center was homegrown, a guy we signed 3 years ago. He's grown up in the system. But those five guys, and then you go out and find you a really good running back. I don't know if anybody thought he would be this terrific in his first year here. He's really a true sophomore who played, you know, maybe 50 snaps at Missouri last year. Was kind of like left out in the cold. We had recruited him, and when he got in the portal, it was a pretty easy sell to get him to come here. But Kawan Lacy has been an absolute star for Ole Miss. We didn't have that run game last year. We didn't have run blocking up front. So I think those inside three guys, Brad, are really terrific as far as extending this run game from last year to this year. Now, defensively, we had a bunch of veterans along the front. We don't have that this year. As I alluded to earlier, we still got those sophomores playing, but they're getting better every week. Xavier Harris is setting a great example, you know, from being the old guy in the room. But that defense is getting better and better and better. And, you know, Pete Golan's one of the stars as far as defensive coordinators in the country, and he's got them playing right up to where we need to be. We took that one fourth quarter off and game off defensively at Georgia, but outside of that, they played pretty darn good, but they're getting better every week. But the easy answer to what your question was for me is offensive line and a combination of run game.
I don't think the context of what Lane Kiffin does or doesn't do is something I have any desire to go into. But I would like to say this. Hypothetically, if Lane Kiffin is not the coach at Ole Miss, and maybe he coaches at one of the 17 jobs that he's been linked to next year, which he can't coach but only one place, by the way, and you know everybody's
That's got correct.
Him at all these places. Is it fair to say that Ole Miss is in as good a position, kind of following up what you said earlier, there is in a good a position as they have ever been to go looking for a coach from a financial standpoint, and most importantly, a stability standpoint, something that I can't say for a lot of other jobs throughout the conference. So is it kind of fair to say in your mind that if there is a change and maybe Keith Carter has to go to his Rolodex, Ole Miss in a really good spot if they had to do something?
No, I will disagree. I think we're in a great spot, Brad. I think Oxford, Mississippi, and Ole Miss is a great place to come to school. It's a very safe environment, you know, in Oxford, Mississippi. It has everything you need from whether you're my age or whether you're just coming into college at 18 years of old. It gives you plenty of opportunities and to get a great education. But the sports here are second to nobody, you know, between football and baseball and basketball. Really, you know, and of course, all the other spring sports, we've won national championships in golf, you know, so it's just a great opportunity, and people now realize that, and coaches who have passed through here, you know, as assistant coaches, and now some of them have come back, and some of them are here for the first time. they don't want to leave. They really don't want to leave. And some of them aren't going to leave, Brad. I'll be frank with you. And, you know, some of them aren't going to leave. We're not going to call names, of course, but some of them are not going to leave. And but Ole Miss is in a great position. If it didn't work out with Lane Kiffin, it'll work out with somebody equally as good.
You know, I know you're really close to the administration, and I know you go to a lot of basketball games, a lot of baseball games. I see you and your family there. Fair to say this is the best collection of head coaches in the major sports in the history of the program?
I would say, you know, Tom Swayze built the baseball program starting back in the 50s and into the 60s. And then, yeah, of course, Jake Gibbs and other coaches. But Mike Bianco stamped it on the baseball program. And I think Chris Beard, you know, is one of the elite coaches in college in college basketball, no doubt. As you saw last night, that gentleman could put a group of players together, too.
Yeah,
I was there last night and really impressed with you know, not only his coaching ability and leadership, but the guys he's brought in. And looks like a very good team to me, Brad.
And it just feels like the athletic director, Keith Carter, Dr. Boyce, you know, I'll go back to this word, you know, here. I'd love your thoughts on this. Stability, how much does that play into – and I'm putting you in the minds of head coaches, not only football, Lane Kiffin, but all across the college landscape. And I know money's a large component of that. But how much does stability that Ole Miss have, how much does that play into what coaches decide to do or don't decide to do?
I think that's a huge part of that. I think it starts all the way with the chancellor. We've got a chancellor who understands athletics. Long before he was a president of a university or a community college, he was a football coach, and he gets it. And so he's excited about Ole Miss when they win football games. Keith Carter, of course, has put together, we just talked about three of the coaches, including Lane Kiffin, but he's done a terrific job of hiring coaches and creating stability here. And, of course, they're always raising money, and that's part of it. And I think Ole Miss has stepped up to the plate as far as that is concerned. So it's a terrific job. And, you know, I think Lane said many times, it's not all about the money. And I think he's telling the truth because he's got his family here. He's comfortable here. Oxford, Mississippi is a great place to raise your family. He's got a son playing high school football. It doesn't get any better than that, Brad. And can these other schools offer that? Can the NFL offer that? My answer is no.
Let's look at this roster. And you've been on the call with David Kellum. You guys do a great job. Of course, we've got John Darnell on the sideline, Brett Norsworthy and Gary Darby. It's a great crew. And so a lot of people really enjoy getting to listen to you guys every single week. Let's talk about this roster, and let's talk about the secondary, where that is a position that you hold very dear to your heart. It's one that was, let's just be honest, it had some holes earlier in the year, but with Antonio Kite kind of coming on, Wydette Williams, someone that's kind of stepped up. We've seen Sage Ryan be up and down. He had a pretty good game the last couple of weeks. What are your thoughts on that secondary? And it feels like they're kind of taking an extra step forward.
I think they are. I felt more comfortable coming out of fall camp with our corners. I felt like we had some real athletic guys there, including Kite, including Ricky Fletcher, including Chris Graves. Beavers, number 13, I thought, you know, can play definitely. And I thought we had more guys that had reps there. And then you throw in Braxton, who transferred in from Arkansas. Stayed hurt, missed all of fall camp, didn't play for the first two or three weeks, and he's coming on really strong. And they're putting him in a position, they call it a safety, but he's covering that slot receiver, which is probably the hardest position to play because those slot receivers, number one, are usually about 5'10 and a 180 and quick as cats, and they're off the line of scrimmage, so you can't walk up to the line of scrimmage and hit them on the line of scrimmage and keep them from getting away from them because they're backed off a yard or two. So I think him the last few weeks playing that position has really solidified that. And, of course, you mentioned Wydette Williams transferred in here also has really come on. I think we're getting a lot out of him that maybe they weren't counting on him being right. That good. And then T.J. Banks, of course, was one of the young men that was shot early in the, you know, late summer and missed a lot of practice time in the fall camp. He's getting better and better. His light has come on. He's a terrific looking athlete at 6'1 and about 195 or 200, only a sophomore. So That group has gotten better and better and better. And a guy that we hadn't mentioned is Gushikin.
Oh, yeah.
Undersized, but can run and will come up and hit you. A really good tackler, and he's been a plus back there, you know. I didn't like our size coming into out of fall camp. I just didn't think, you know, between Sage Ryan and Gushikin, I thought we were a little short there. But, you know, those guys have found their roles, and with Odette Williams at 6'2", and T.J. Banks at 6'1", or 6'2", and then the corners playing like they are, that secondary's gotten better.
To me, obviously, the defensive player of the year, in my standpoint, has been Will Eccles, the true sophomore out of Houston, Mississippi High School. He's been fantastic. I know Xavier Harris has been good, and Perkins has really come on here lately, along with Prince Will, Amon Mielen, Cam Franklin. But I'll be honest with you, Andrew Jones, a great story. You know, Harry, you were in the press conference when when we asked him about Andrew Jones, and he kind of lit up and he said, that's the type player to where you practice hard. I know you go to practice a lot, and I'd like you to comment on this. He said he's the guy that just kind of couldn't come off the field. He just kind of kept making tackles, and he was someone that just kind of fought through adversity. And now he's one of the starters alongside T.J. Dottery, and he has earned that spot. I have a lot of respect for Andrew Jones, the graduate transfer out of Grambling.
He has, Brad, and I tell you, for whatever reason, he just didn't pick up this defense. I mean, it can be complicated. Maybe they simplified it for him, but he was really third-team weak side linebacker coming into the season, and he's continued to work. He didn't give up on that fact that he wasn't getting to play early, but he's a guy that gets there in a hurry and with a bad attitude. So he's when he gets to you, you're not going to go forward. He's going to hit you hard, and he's going to bring you down, and so that's been a big plus. We've played three different guys at that weak side backer. I mean, T.J. Dottery just about has played every snap from the middle backer. Not so much this past Saturday, but that was, you know, based on the team that we were playing. But the fact that we're getting now some really solid reps out of our weak side backers, which is Chambers and also
Jaden Yates. Yeah.
Yes, Jaden Yates. Those two guys have played a lot of snaps. But, you know, in the last few weeks, Jones has really come on as the weak side backer. He's a really good tackling machine. And that's what you need from a linebacker. You know, that's what it's all about. And so all of a sudden his lights come on at a great time in the season. The Rebels got two more games left on the contract and starting this Saturday with Florida.
You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Andrew Maddox, a true freshman. He came in and tied with the lead in tackles against the Citadel last week. The defensive front is what Pete Golding said preseason. As I know you heard him say this, he said, quote, we don't think we're going to take a step back. I think we all kind of scoffed at that a little bit, but I'll be honest with you here. They haven't taken a huge step back with Xavier Harris, Will Eccles, Cam Franklin, Jamarius Brown. And the thing about it is I think the first team's as good as anybody. What I've always had issue with is maybe that second team. And they've actually had some people, some younger players. We saw DJ Holmes play some. We saw, like I said, Maddox. Cameron Beavers has not played very much. But the defensive line has been really good for Ole Miss. And knock on wood, not very many injuries so far.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I asked Randall Joyner preseason, I said, tell me what you think about your defensive front. And it's just a conversation we had, and I'm sharing it with you. He said, Harry, he said, at this point, they're better as young players than what we had, okay? Yeah. But they hadn't had any snaps, Brad. I mean, as you get older and you get more snaps under your belt and you've played more games and you've been in more situations, then you get better at it. And that's exactly what's happening with this young defensive front. And, you know, of course, Womack transferred in here. We're getting some – now he's playing better. But a guy that's been consistent, too, is Cam Franklin, number five. They start him at defensive strong side defensive end, but he's also a guy that they've slid down as a defensive tackle. Will Eccles is a star in the making, no doubt about that. You know, 310, 15, 20 pounds and a really, really quick first step. So he's tough for those inside guys to block. But that whole group is growing up in front of us. And you know, we still got a terrific season to play for. Hopefully get to the playoffs here pretty soon and get that. Wouldn't it be beautiful to host a playoff game in Oxford, Mississippi come December?
It would. And before we get you out of here, Harry, thanks again for coming on. FanDuel has this Florida line. It has started at 7.5. It is up to 16.5 points. There's going to be a lot of stuff surrounding this game. Lane Kiffin, Florida, looking for a coach. Billy Gonzalez, the interim coach, they were absolutely embarrassed by what I thought was a pretty poor Kentucky team last week. What's Ole Miss got to do on Saturday to just come out and solidify a win? What do they need to do? I know it's always conjecture to talk about blocking out the noise, but I think Lane's done a really good job of kind of navigating through the job process much better than back in 22.
Yeah, I think so too. And this team, you know, to a man says, "Hey, we're just trying to get 1-0 this week," and that's what their goal every week. They start looking forward to whoever they're playing on Saturdays and getting to be 1-0, and they're concentrating on that. And you know, I think they've blocked out the noise. Talking about Florida, really good team of athletes. You know, kind of rudderless, kind of floating out there in the ocean with no wind at their sails, not anywhere to go, kind of pointing fingers at each other. But you know they got players now. Specifically, Jaden Ball is their running back, number 13, a really terrific player at about 225 or 30 pounds. Can run over you, can run around you. The Rebel defense has got to do a good job of limiting him in rushing yards. Keep Florida in, you know, second, third, and long. Put the pressure on DJ Lagway. A terrific player. Came out of high school as a five-star. Had a good game against us last year down there. Absolutely stunk it up last Saturday night in Kentucky. First half, threw three picks. You know, coach felt like he lost his confidence, so they benched him for a true freshman. True freshman had a few moments, but you know, nothing that got him off the mat. So I think Rebels want to get ahead early. You want to get out to make a fast move, put pressure on this Florida offense and control their run game. And I think you'll wind up seeing a game very typical of what we saw last weekend.
It'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff, beautiful weather on Saturday night in Oxford. It's kind of odd. I think you and I were talking Monday about how the weather is just insane. It'll be going from 30 degrees up to 70 degrees. So, but the good news is Saturday night's going to be great. And then you finish up the end of the year against Mississippi State. And Harry, I don't have the mental energy to go into how crazy that game could be. But we don't know what the line's going to be. But Mississippi State, it'll be a couple of weeks, which, you know, we can't play them next week. Got to have to wait for 2 weeks and go through a bye week. But they've got Missouri. They could be fighting for bowl eligibility. And don't you know, they'd love nothing more than to beat Ole Miss and try to keep them out of the playoff.
Well, regardless of where they got bowl eligibility or fighting for it or anything else, they would, you know, for some reason, they are convinced if they can beat Ole Miss, their season is complete. Now, we don't get that here. Beating Mississippi State, especially when I was playing, didn't set our season. Beating LSU was the first start, but Mississippi State was second. And we'll certainly talk about that as the next 2 weeks unfold. But it's going to be a hard place to play. They're improved, without a doubt, from last year. And fortunately, we got 2 weeks to get really healthy and relaxed and ready to go. We'll talk about that in the next couple of weeks. But Saturday is Florida, and that's the next one up.
Night game in Oxford, Vaught Hemingway Stadium, the last home game, maybe, of the season, maybe not. If the Rebels can win their next two, they could host a college football playoff game, and that is just incredible. And hopefully, and we'll make a bet, Harry. If Ole Miss wins the next two and they host a college football playoff game, I got to have you back. We have to talk about it.
We'll do that, Brad.
There we go. He's Harry Harrison, does a great job as color analyst alongside David Kellum on the Ole Miss Radio Network, and is kind enough to give us a few minutes here today. Harry, thank you very much for joining us.
Brad, thank you so much. Enjoy.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.